You have excitement, achievement. I only narrated many voyages you have undertaken. Triumph in ruin ring, much gratification, such boldness exhibited. Ione turned her giggle into a cough. You're a flirt, girl. Incorrect access mode to human males, query. Praise of character followed by dumb admiration for feats. Your instruction. Yes, I did say that, didn't I? Perhaps quite not so literally, though. That was a while ago now, Joshua said. Of course, life was pretty tricky in those days. One wrong move and it could have been catastrophic. The ruin ring is an ugly place. You've got to have determination to be a scavenger. It's a lonely existence. Not everyone can take it.
You achieve legend status, most famous scavenger of all.
Don't push it, Ione warned. You mean the Laymill electronics stack? Yeah, it was a big find. I earned a lot of money from that one.
Much cultural relevance.
Oh, yeah, that too. Ione stopped rubbing Haley's neck and frowned. Joshua, haven't you accessed the records we've been decoding?
What records?
Your electronic stack stored Laymill sensorized recordings. We've uncovered huge amounts of data on their culture.
Great, that's good news.
She eyed him suspiciously.
They were extremely advanced biologically, well ahead of us on the evolutionary scale. They were almost completely in harmony with their habitat environment, so now we have to question just how artificial their habitats were. Their entire biology, the way they approached living organisms, is very different to our own perception. They revered any living entity, and their psychology is almost incomprehensible to us. They could be both highly individual and at the same time submerge themselves into a kind of mental homogeneity, two almost completely different states of consciousness. We think they may have been genuine telepaths. The research project geneticists are having furious arguments over the relevant gene sequence. It is similar to the Edenist affinity gene, but the Laymill psychology complements it in a way which is impossible to human Edenist culture. Edenists retain a core of identity even after they transfer their memories into the habitat personality at death, whereas the Laymill willingness to share their most private selves has to be the product of considerable mental maturity. You can't engineer behavioral instinct into DNA.
Have you found out what destroyed their habitats yet? Joshua asked. Haley shuddered below his hand, a very human reflex. He felt a burst of cold alarm invading his thoughts.
Hey, sorry.
Fright, scared feel, so many deaths. They had strength, still were defeated. Query cause?
I wish I knew, Ione said. They seem to celebrate life much more than we do. The Issachor was bobbing about inertly on the Zamjan as though it was a log of elegantly carved driftwood, ripples slopping against the hull with quiet insistence. They had rigged up a couple of oar-like outriggers to steer with during the first day. The rudder alone was no good, and they'd managed to stick more or less to the center of the river. It was 800 meters wide here, which gave them some leeway when the current began to shift them towards one of the banks. According to Murphy Hewlett's inertial guidance block, they had floated about 30 kilometers downriver since the microfusion generator had been taken out. The current had pushed them with dogged tenacity the whole time, taking them away from the landing site and the burnt antagonistic jungle. Only another 800-plus kilometers to go. Jacqueline Couture had been no trouble, spending her time sitting up in the prow under the canvas awning. If it hadn't been for the ordeal they'd been through, the price they'd paid in their own pain and grief to capture her, Murphy would have tied the useless microfusion generator round her neck and tossed her overboard. He thought she knew that, but she was their mission, and they were still alive and still intact. Until that changed, Lieutenant Murphy Hewlett was going to obey orders and take her back to Durringham. There was nothing else left, no alternative purpose to life. Nobody had tried to interfere with them, although their communication channels were definitely being jammed. None of the other equipment blocks were affected. Even the villages they had sailed past had shown no interest.
A couple of rowing dinghies had ventured close the first morning, but they'd been warned off with shots from one of the Bradfields.